All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of On the Ropes. I'm Pat Healy, and I'm joined with Michael Olajide, the Silk. I like that post you had either today or yesterday, that throwback post. That was pretty cool.
Oh, that's going way back. Days of the Jerry Curl. We were in Fiji. We had a great time. Went out there. We knocked people out. Came back home. It was good.
Do you think you can bring the Jerry Curl back, or those days are over?
Came through dripping. What can I get?
That's awesome. But yeah, man, everyone's excited about this weekend. Lomachenko versus Teofimo Lopez. It's kind of the classic tale of, you know, the old king and then the young lion coming up confident, looking to knock him out. A lot of hype around this. What are your thoughts on the fight and maybe some of the buzz that's been going on around it?
I think a lot of people are expecting a really stern test for Lomachenko, and they believe Teofimo can do exactly that. Teofimo has also had a good amateur background. He's got a good amateur pedigree. That always helps. I think it pales in comparison to Lomachenko's, but he's got that real strong amateur background. So that's going to help him in a lot of ways that we don't see that'll play out in the actual fight. I love the fact that this kid's got great confidence, right, Pat?
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I love seeing it. It's great for the fans to get excited about. Like with Lopez, when you're watching, like I was watching Top Rank's kind of like hype videos and some of their training camp. And the really interesting thing in this fight for me is the relationship between the fighters and their trainers, which are the fathers. Teofimo Lopez's dad is, you know, his head trainer. As they showed in a lot of this footage, they have had a kind of rocky relationship. It seems like it's okay now. But, you know, on the other side with Lomachenko and his dad, they couldn't be tighter and things are very calm in their camp. So it's a little concerning for Lopez fans, I think, coming into this. It seems like there's just a lot going on outside of the ring, a lot of distraction.
Unless he's used to those distractions. If this is something new to him, then he's not going to know how to handle it, and it will take away from his performance. But if it's been a consistent thing, whereas, you know, they've always been a conflict and at loggerheads, as they used to say way back in my day, then quite possibly it's not going to be as big of a handicap as we think it is. In fact, it may even be like a fuel. That's the kind of relationship they need to get the best out of Teofimo. His father goes at him, puts him on edge. He comes back at his father's, that back and forth thing. It builds an intensity, and if you take that fuel, even if it's negative fuel, if you can process it, it can be as effective as positive fuel. So that's really about it. Like you said, as long as it's not a distraction, then it'll be okay. If they're used to it, you know, then it's all systems go. It can't be an excuse if you lose, that's for sure.
Right, and the style matchup is really interesting too. I mean, Lopez is obviously very fast. He's got KO power, he's knocking people out. And then Lomachenko, you know, there's so much to be said about his skill set. And it's the biggest question is, can Lopez get to him? You know, we saw Loma get dropped by Linares. He got clipped a couple times in his last fight against Campbell. People are saying maybe there's some tread on the tires. Even though he's only 32, he has, you know, a massive amateur career. So it's like the questions are there. I don't know if I buy it, but it's an interesting, you know, what's going to happen in these first few rounds if Teofimo can really pressure him.
That's the thing. Now, he's a puncher. Teofimo's a puncher. Lomachenko's fought punchers before. I don't think that's a worry. In fact, when you're boxing, when you're actually in a fight, you know, probably like 7-8 times out of 10, a guy can hit hard enough to hurt you and knock you down no matter who he is. It's only the really like soft punches, that open hand slap or something, that aren't going to hurt you. But you can be hurt at any point in time in boxing, and by anybody really, if they turn over the punch at the right time and connect those muscles up, hit you with the right part of the fist. I don't think that's the biggest. I don't think power, unless... Now, you can have the bomb, right, which this kid has, but if you don't know how to put that bomb and detonate it at the right spot, then it's useless. And one thing I like about what Lomachenko does, he uses your offense against you. And this kid is, he's got good hand speed, but I don't see him being like Sugar Ray Leonard, Muhammad Ali, Tommy Hearns speed, or Camacho speed. I just don't see that. I see that he's... He's very adept with his hands. He does have, he'll definitely get his respect as soon as he makes contact with something. But it's not going to be, that's not going to be an easy target to find.
Yeah, that's what like Teddy Atlas even was talking a little bit about it, and he was referencing Pacquiao, how like maybe not so much now, but when Pacquiao was in his prime, you know, he had that closing speed where it's just like, you know, in Teddy's voice, bang, like, you know, it gets to you before you even know it, and it's just right on you. And it's, and I don't know if Lopez, you know, I don't know if Lopez has that speed. He's definitely fast, but
he does not have that speed.
No.
And the other thing is, like, it's okay when you're pitching, but when it starts coming back at you, then what do you do? And that's an issue. Like, it's one thing with Pacquiao, he had such amazing hand speed that he always was able to get to his opponent. But there was one sort of like, one sort of thing that kind of stuck out, and that was he would, after he punched, he left his head there. And then it ended up catching up to him later. And with fast fighters, you'll see that. Same thing with like Roy Jones, for instance, an incredible athlete, an incredible fighter, one of the greatest. But he left his head there when he went after he finished punching. So as you get more tired, as you get a little bit older, as you get to more, I don't know, that same intensity isn't there. That's when it starts getting dangerous. You don't have that natural head movement, and you're not going to get your head out the way, and that's when you can get clipped. I don't think we're going to see that Lomachenko yet. I think he's been through a lot of fights, but I think he has like a lot of energy. He's a very, very highly intelligent fighter, and when you're fighting with the fuel of intelligence and not the fuel of emotion, it's a different beast.
It's right. A
completely different type of fighter, and that's what's so beautiful about what Lomachenko does. That's what, you know, I love seeing him operate. He's just incredible.
Yeah, that's like exactly with the like the press conference the other day. Lopez was seemingly emotional at times, and he's talking a lot of trash. And you just look over at Loma, and he's just like blank face, just dead stare. He's just like, you know, it's just a fight. I'm gonna do my thing, and like I'm gonna punish this guy. It is what it is.
You know what? It's like he's seen it before, and that's the thing. He's seen. Now, here's where I think the biggest issue is in this fight, and I will finish my other statement by saying there isn't anything this kid Lomachenko hasn't seen before. If you fought, you know, 300 to 400 fights, and then you fought another 20-25 professional fights, and then you've sparred every day since when you were, you know, like this, all the way up to now, there's probably a punch you haven't seen that you haven't learned how to defend against and take advantage of. And that's what, I think that's what's going to dictate this fight. He's going to use Lopez's punches, his offense, against him, because I don't think he's that fast that he can get his hands back before he's countered. Every time you throw a punch in boxing, you are open to be hit yourself. That's the thing. When you're punching, if you're fighting an intelligent fighter, you're creating an opening. Right here, I don't have any openings. I can just, you know, cover and cover up and slip and move my head. But once I punch with purpose, I punch past, it's like a second, at least 1 second, I am open to the ribs, to the side of the head. And that's what Lomachenko is a master of. He's a master of finding the openings. Any punch that comes at him, he has a number of like, okay, which counter am I gonna go with? Which counter? Okay, I'm gonna slip and I'm gonna come with a left uppercut. You know, and he just has this, he has a complete arsenal that it's very impressive. Not to say that Teofimo cannot do damage. Now, here's where I see his advantage. His advantage is he's naturally bigger. He's a naturally bigger fighter. Lomachenko's coming up from, I think, what was it, junior lightweight? Or even
He's been from 126 to 135. He's said that. Yeah, he's naturally, you know, this is not the best weight class for him.
Yeah, so he's moving up to 135 now. And this kid is not 135 pounds naturally. You look at his size. He walks around and he's probably like at least 147, probably in the 150s. So he's sweating down to make 135. And so by the time, you know, he gets back in the ring, he's probably going to be up to about 150, somewhere between 150, 155. He's going to have good weight behind him. He's going to be strong. And it's going to be dangerous for Lomachenko in the early rounds. So he has to be on his P's and Q's, has to be really sharp, keep his eyes open, use a lot of feints so he can see where the punches are coming from. But this kid now, Teofimo, what I feel he has to do is he has to give Lomachenko something he hasn't seen before. And that's hard because he's seen so much. But because of his size advantage and because he's been taking like punches off bigger guys, he may have to wade through the storm, the hailstorm. You know what I mean? He's going to have to like take some punches to land some. And that because it's going to be hard to counter Lomachenko, you know, standing there jousting with him or fencing with him. You're going to have to get him to, as soon as you feel his punch touch you, bam, you have to let go and find that opening right there. If he's been working on that in camp, he can do some serious damage in this fight. He's big and strong enough to do that.
And that's what the Lopez fans and you know, people who are questioning Loma, they bring up the fight against Linares when Linares found some success and then, of course, had that big knockdown where he caught Lomachenko. It didn't seem like he was hurt too badly from it, but it put him down. And people say, man, if Linares can get him, you know, I think Teofimo is you know, as fast and certainly more powerful. So that's the kind of the take that they're saying, the Lopez fans are saying, you know, Linares, if he can clip him, Lopez can clip him.
You know what? I don't really buy that when people say that because styles make fights and what Linares does is not what Lopez does. Case in point, Muhammad Ali fought Henry Cooper, who was a good heavyweight back in the day in the 60s. And he fought George Foreman, who was a monster in the 70s and also in the 80s, 90s. Henry Cooper dropped Muhammad Ali in I think third round. He dropped Ali and hurt him with a hook, and they went back to the corner. There's this whole thing. So naturally you think, well, he's going to fight George Foreman. If George Foreman hits him, he's going to kill him. Didn't happen. The absolute opposite thing happened. You know what I mean? So sometimes when you get hit with a punch and you're not expecting it, and sometimes it's just volume. Like you're just in the wrong place at the wrong time. You get clipped, and it's just a natural thing. You short circuit. You get hit right here. All the nerves to the brain shoot from the chin, go right up. Bam! You lose your muscular control.
Yeah.
You lose your equilibrium, muscular control, and it's that kind of stuff. And then you shake it loose, you get off, your body recovers. And then he goes back to work, which is what he did. Having said that, if this kid obviously hits hard enough to hurt Lomachenko, but I think Lomachenko is going to be focused. I think he's really going to be focused. It's going to be interesting.
Those are the big questions. It's if Lopez, can he catch Lomachenko? Is he coming in too emotional? Is Loma going to school him because of that? There's a lot of questions floating around, but it makes for a great fight. And people are really excited to see Lopez step up and take the challenge against a guy that seems unbeatable. And he's only 23 years old. So people are giving him a lot of credit for that. Of course, it's exciting. It's free on ESPN. People are going to be tuning in. I can't wait to watch it.
The kid's 23 years old, right?
23. Yep.
Yeah. You and he's undefeated.
He's undefeated. He's 15-0, I believe, with 13 knockouts.
There you go. So, it's a little bit early for him for the maturation process. I think 15 fights for him going up against Lomachenko is a lot. How do you prepare to fight Lomachenko? Like, who is your sparring partner for these things? That, you know what I mean? That's fighting with him. That's what you need when you're fighting. When you're going into a fight, you need sparring partners that do what your opponent is going to do. That's the only way you can adapt quickly and get used to the things. I don't know of anybody in the world you can get that fights like Lomachenko and fights like him effectively enough to give you sparring for 12 rounds every single day that you need him. So he has his natural. They're good. There are definitely some things that he's going to have to like make up as he goes along. He's going to have to adjust and adapt in the middle of the fight. I think it's a beautiful fight for fight fans and for people that are just being introduced to boxing. I think everyone's going to get something out of it because the diversity in their personalities, the diversity in their fight styles, but it's a real good mix. I like it.
Yep. And so I think I agree with you. I think we're on the same page here in terms of Lomachenko, the Matrix, as they call him, will be too much for the young lion in Lopez. But everyone, make sure to go check this out. It's one of the biggest fights boxing's had in a long time. It's bound to bring excitement and fireworks, and it's free on ESPN. So check this out. This was On the Ropes, Loma versus Lopez. I'm Pat Healy, joined with Michael Olajide. Make sure to check us out on YouTube at The Pod Matrix.
Check us out. And not only that, Pat, what's our score right now in like Conor fights? What's it like? Is it?
I'm 1-1 right now, and you are 2-0. So we'll keep track of that as we keep moving forward. But we're on the same side this weekend. So hopefully we both pick up a W, but we'll keep track of that. And yeah, but thanks, everyone. Make sure to go check this out. Let's go.
Check it out, though.